Welcome to the first episode of Season 2 of the Holistic Matters podcast series, Building a Healthy Lifestyle. I am Megan Hamrock, and I have two master's degrees in nutrition science and public health, and I am a certified health and wellness coach. And over the next 4 weeks, I'll be guiding you through this season's episodes. There are four episodes this season that we will release throughout the month of January, ready for listening on your commute or other morning routine every Wednesday. All of our episodes will be available on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. For additional resources and references, go online to holisticmatters.com. In this episode, we will be discussing what it means to be healthy, sustainability and lifestyle changes, and the importance of being healthy. Let's get started. So, what does it mean to be healthy? When we think of the World Health Organization, they define health as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely just the absence of disease. And there are different types of health to be considered, such as financial, spiritual, emotional, mental, physical health. There are many different aspects that we have to consider when we are defining what it actually means to be healthy. So primarily our focus is going to be on physical health, and that does include everything from nutrition to sleep, stress, exercise. And nutrition is our story to tell here on Holistic Matters, but we wanted to shed light into other categories of health as well, because everything is so interconnected. And you'll hear that more than once on this whole season within these episodes, is how everything is so related and is important in defining what it is to be healthy. So healthy does look different for everyone. It's not just simply a weight or a dress size or following the rules of what society is defining as healthy. Weight is only one factor, but it's not the only factor. A lot of times we do look at individuals that may potentially look healthy, but they might be struggling with a chronic illness or depression, or maybe don't necessarily feel that they are healthy themselves. And unfortunately, numbers are very powerful, and majority of the time we are driven by metrics. And at the end of the day, those metrics really do help us define what is health by a standard of medical definition. However, it's not necessarily the only definition that we should be relying on. It's very easy to get caught up with numbers and competing with scales and comparing to others, but we need to have a broader focus and looking at what are other tools of health and how we also can use those other aspects to define that. So we do need to look to how we define our progress over time. You don't just become healthy overnight. It's not something that's just a quick fix. There is satisfaction in crossing things off of to-do lists. And a lot of times we have this ideal of what healthy truly is. And that comes with a list of how we become healthy. So whether it's exercising more or eating more fruits and vegetables, and it's almost like we need to cross these things off of our to-do list. And once we've accomplished them, we believe we're just healthy. That's one step of the whole process, and it's definitely progress. However, there are many different aspects that need to be combined to make it to that realistic, sustainable goal of a long-term definition of healthy. And also then it allows us to focus more than just numbers. And a lot of times, yes, metrics are driven with numbers, but think about, how do you feel after you've made different choices? Are you happy? Are you stressed? Are you feeling like you are making progress? Are you getting better sleep at night? Do you feel that your whole environment and community is supporting you in this journey? All of these other pieces definitely need to be present in order to fit the bill of this longevity that we're talking about when it becomes this standard of what we're defining as healthy. And I think a really big piece here is being mindful, one word, instead of mindful, two words. So when you're thinking of mindful as one word, we're looking at being very attentive, aware, and careful of our decisions that we are making, versus mindful, two words, which is having reached that ineffective capacity where we cannot process anymore mentally. And a lot of times both of these are used in interchangeable descriptions when we're looking at our health, because we are trying to be the one-worded mindful, but we have a lot of other aspects on the table that we need to drive and pay attention to as well. And we need to respond to what is going on in that current moment. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that here shortly, but thinking of small present goals is really, really helpful in this situation, because every day is going to look a little bit differently. Your surroundings, your thoughts, your reactions, and your feelings all will have a different play on how you're going to live out that day. And stress plays a role, and we'll talk a lot more about that in episode 4. But stressing out over being healthy is only creating this vicious cycle in which you're never going to get out of. So we do want to make sure we're paying attention to all of these things and looking at how we can create a lifestyle change versus just a short-term fix, and how we're going to reestablish goals throughout the entire process. Pause for just a second and think about how you define healthy. This next section, I want to talk a lot about sustainability in those lifestyle changes and making healthy lifestyle changes. So however you just envisioned healthy for yourself can be applicable to all of these steps that we're going to discuss. So whether that is something related to exercising or mental health or nutrition, I hope that you'll be able to take these points and really apply them to how you want to make your changes in your life. This podcast episode is being released at a very important time of the year, with New Year's resolutions typically taking place today. And the top three New Year's resolutions are usually related to diet and eating healthier, exercising more, or just losing weight. Unfortunately, less than 10% of people actually achieve those resolutions over the course of the year, and actually about 3/4 of those people actually quit within 30 days of committing to said resolution. And it's probably by no surprise, because dieting, exercising more, and just losing weight are pretty vague, and they are unrealistic and far from achievable when you just look at the actual words. There's not necessarily an action plan or details that would support said goals from actually being achieved. So it's almost like you're setting yourself up for a bit of failure, in the sense that there isn't a concrete plan that is going to create this realistic and lifestyle change that you are probably hoping to achieve. So overall, we do know that it is a good thing to be healthy, but unfortunately, it's not as easy as it seems. And a lot of times, typically when you think of someone being healthy, they didn't start in January and end in May. They were healthy throughout the entire year, or throughout their entire lifestyle. And I think that is something to keep in mind when we are talking about what do those goals look like and how are we going to create such achievable, realistic ideas. So we do want to focus on making decisions that are achievable and just very realistic. So taking the example, I want to lose weight, doesn't really give you that detailed roadmap. So what I want you to think about is making weekly action plans or detailed items that you can actually achieve within a realistic amount of time for yourself. So for losing weight, exercise might be a part of that equation. And so you might want to walk 3 times a week before work for 30 minutes. And then what you're doing there is setting specific items that you will do. So the specific item here is walking, when you're going to do it, 3 times a week before work, and for how long you're going to do it for 30 minutes. This is something that you can then go ahead and track your metrics on. So it's not necessarily tracking how much weight was lost as a result of walking, but it's, were you able to do 30 minutes 3 times a week for that week? And so with that, then you're able to adjust and kind of adapt each and every week. It's not a concrete deal that you're going to have to work on throughout that entire month, but you have that flexibility in adapting your goals over time. You do need to do your research. And this is something that I think we just take for granted, that we will just adapt to every situation that comes across our plate. But a lot of times we do know that there might be some roadblocks in our way when it comes to reaching our goals. So whether that's going on vacation, or you have a friend's wedding, or work was just crazy for the last week, so you didn't get to do what you needed to do. And that's perfectly fine. That's going to happen. And how we react to those situations and then make those changes and adapt to the situation is really, really important, because this is going to happen each and every day. And it's something that I want to make sure that you do take that time to set aside and research on, because it's important for all of us to really just, again, be realistic in how we're going to be achieving that healthy you that you do want to be. And we're all going to have different starting points when it comes to this. It's not that everybody's going to be starting from this new idea phase. Some of us may have tried to lose weight or be healthier previously and maybe had some challenges to do that. And so when we're thinking about what does that progress look like for us, lifestyle changes are not necessarily a cut and dry cycle. So an example with a trans-theoretical model comes to mind when we're talking about journeying through different stages of life. And this could be that you're thinking about making a change, actually making a change, or actually involved in the maintenance and upkeep of such change. All of these little cycles that you're going to go through really are meaningful. And at any time, you may enter or exit this phase in this cycle of process, but it's all about tracking that positive progress over time and how you're going to be able to really come full circle and make whatever healthy lifestyle change a basic, normal day-to-day operation for yourself. When we're thinking about that, I want to also then touch on motivation, because a lot of times it's not necessarily a one-person job either. We are surrounded by a lot of different external motivators that might be setting us up for this goal, or maybe, you know, encouraging us to make these lifestyle changes. So when you're thinking about starting these weekly action plans, one thing in particular to be noted is, what is your driving force? What is something that's really going to kind of push you through to that finish line? So yes, there's going to be a strategy that needs to be developed, but just before you even get to that point, thinking about, why are you wanting to do what you're setting out to do? A lot of times we might have superficial visions of what that motivation might be. For example, you might hear a lot of, I want to have a bikini body for spring break, which is great, but you know, there is a deadline to that. There is a clear-cut deadline, and then there's something that not necessarily allows you to continue on what that vision or ideal image might be for yourself. So something instead of that might be, you know, I want to be healthy enough to see my grandchildren. You know, I want to see all of these different phases of life and be present in them. And oftentimes when we're setting these motivators for ourselves, we are only looking at that short term. And I will challenge you to think of it from more of a long-term vision and how you can go ahead and really, you know, bring upon all of the different internal motivators that might be within you. And then also thinking about, where do you get your vision and ideal of healthy from? Like we talked about in the beginning, you know, everyone has a different definition, but then also we all definitely have different role models. So why do you have the role model that you do? And are they continuing on the same morals and values that you hope to showcase as well? And that will help with the whole longevity piece, because again, being healthy is a great idea, but unless you are truly walking the walk and talking the talk, it's something that you need to look at from a longevity standpoint of how you're going to be able to fulfill that. Because we are very much in a world where social media and comparison is where we're able to look and compare to everyone's different health journeys. And, you know, we're not necessarily getting that full story. So what we're seeing in posts or in the media are always the highlights. They're the highlight reels. Take it lightheartedly, but then also know that social media is a tool that's not necessarily used in the best form and fashion in the health industry. And it's something that just, I want to throw caution to the wind when you're looking at how do you be healthy for you. It's going to look different for everybody. And with that comes a whole lot of research and a whole lot of internal motivation and power that you need to set yourself up for. And that's where that strategy and developing a strategy is really, really important. I think you might have heard, you know, it takes 21 days to make a habit. Well, new research is actually showing that it actually is more like 66 days or almost like 2 months worth of a new habit becoming the norm for you. So patience is truly a virtue when it comes to this. And that's why 2 months of doing the same thing repetitively sounds very monotonous, but at the end of the day, those weekly action plans and those weekly goal settings that you'll do for yourself will help you make those positive changes. You know, at the end of the day, we want to be not just breaking a habit per se, but we want to be replacing it with better habits for routines and processes to come. You will fall off the wagon. There will be roadblocks, as we mentioned, but what is your strategy and game plan for when that does happen? It's not a one-time, one meets all type of event. There's going to be opportunities for you to go ahead and make those changes and those alterations to your plan. And that's really important to go ahead and acknowledge right off the bat. we don't necessarily resist change in its entirety. We resist more of the idea that we are being changed. We are up for the challenge of becoming healthy, and however that's to be defined, and it's going to be a moving definition, but we also are very much stuck in our ways a lot of times. And so when I do say that repetitiveness, it's really important. There's nothing wrong with having the same weekly action plans until you feel confident enough that that is just the absolute norm. Every morning, your alarm's going to go off and you're excited to go out for a walk. Every day when you're at the grocery store, you're going to be looking at the produce aisle with a different mindset. So thinking of all these different aspects and what is that health journey looking like are really important to go ahead and know that your choices are necessarily what you will make of them. And with that, I think, you know, when we talk about balance, it's really important to really define what does that look like for you. Because again, there's going to be good and bad to all these different situations. But when you think about balance, we're thinking about, is this going to be a sustainable feature for you? But at the end of the day, we need to be very realistic and not necessarily just following the latest fad or the latest media reference in regards to what we are thinking of healthy, but more so what is the most practical use of health for you. And with that, I think, you know, choices that we make every single day may be good or bad, but as soon as we start to categorize them into good and bad, we put this inevitable definition in our brain and environment that we, when we fall off of the wagon or when we make a bad, quote unquote, bad choice, we are doomed. And we're not. We have plenty of opportunities to bring that back to life and really kind of change the way that we are thinking about food and nutrition and exercise and health in general. So balanced, healthy choices on a regular basis are what's really going to bring home the whole action planning process, and something that I do want to make sure is encouraged throughout. So regardless of whatever healthy lifestyle goal that you have set for yourself, there are so many more benefits that will come of that than just the single goal that you did set for yourself. So if you did set the goal of losing weight and you've went through this whole trajectory of eating better and exercising, these things are wonderful that you're going to be able to go ahead and do now on a regular basis, but you're also reducing your risk of other disease onset. You're also reducing your stress that you've been putting on yourself for all of this time in trying to achieve this goal. Probably by default, then your sleep also became a little bit better, and overall you're just happier and you're having a better quality of life. And I think that's really important because the majority of us as adults are not necessarily mentally thriving. And when we think about why that is, there are so many factors, and every single day bogs us down with different experiences and reasons as to why we shouldn't be happy and healthy. But you've typically then overcome all of those aspects to go ahead and create that lifestyle change that was most important to you. What I hope from all of this is that then you find what experience from all of these benefits is your favorite or the one that you are most in tune with. And something that you can take from this whole process and experience is that you're able to see that you are having a better quality of life and life satisfaction, and how all of the different pieces of the puzzle fit really well together. And I think at the end of the day, we really want to find what that best motivator is for ourselves. So you are the one that's driving your lifestyle change, and you're the one that's going to be in control of it for years to come. And I think that's really what's going to make this a positive experience for all. So we've gone through quite a bit today when we're thinking about what it does entail to have a healthy lifestyle change. And hopefully what you're able to take away is that healthy does look different for everyone. As a recap, there's not going to be a right or a wrong way of figuring out what healthy will mean for you. It's going to involve a lot of different weekly goals that you'll need to set for yourself. But at the end of the day, healthy is as you are going to define it. A number isn't necessarily the whole picture of health. For example, you can be a certain weight, but not necessarily metabolically healthy. So really defining what health is in more than just in a number is really important in order to make these healthy lifestyle goals. Hopefully when you're thinking about what your goals will look like for this year, you're thinking of it more in the mindset of longevity and sustainability. And it's not just going to be a short-term goal that you're setting for yourself, because ultimately we do want to have a better quality of life. And by doing that, you're able to set yourself up for success in the long run. Approaching lifestyle goals realistically can't be stated enough. We really have this practicality we need to take into account and realize that we are not necessarily going to be able to do everything all at once. So breaking things down into actionable items is highly encouraged. And hopefully you have some tools that you'll be able to call upon to be very mindful in this year to come with healthy lifestyle changes for yourself. Stay tuned for the next three episodes of this season on Building a Healthy Lifestyle, to be released once a week on Wednesdays. We'll be talking about holistic health and the whole food advantage. You can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also go online to holisticmatters.com, that's holistic with a W, and more on that next week for more from the Holistic Matters podcast series. And in the meantime, check out season 1, Be the You Nature Intended, and we'll see you next week.